Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It just felt like, Steve, you know, many people are watching the program, and we love hearing correspondence from you. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com to get always more information. But I sense that listen, maybe you're aware that it's the end times and you're looking at all these events that are happening and they're unfolding and there's a convergence, but maybe you've just been watching and you've been waiting and you're not where you need to be with God. We want to encourage you right now. Listen, today is the day of salvation. Don't wait for these events to unfold. Don't wait for a closer time. Don't wait for you to see the end before you say, yes, I'm going to give my life to God. No, give your life to Jesus now. Give your life to Jesus today. It will be the best decision you've ever made. And listen, no matter what happens in these end times, your end time could be at any moment. It could be 5 seconds from now. And so God loves you. He has a plan for your life, but you got to give your life to him. He expects 100%, but you're going to get far more than you could ever imagine. Make him the Lord of your life today. You know, we had a chance to go to the movies this weekend, Steve, and we saw The War Room.
Beautiful.
My goodness, what a movie. Amazing. The Kendrick brothers have done it again. These are the guys that have brought you Courageous, Fireproof. What else, Steve?
Facing the Giants.
Facing the Giants, mm-hmm. Flywheel, and they've done it again. What an amazing, encouraging movie. We highly recommend that you take your family to go see it. But we have a interview with the Kendrick brothers as they begin to share a little bit about their story and how God's been able to use them in what we've called the media mountain. Today, Christian films have been doing phenomenal job and sharing real stories that bring a biblical perspective to them, and people love it. I mean, they're loving it, and they're done with such quality and such excellence. Watch this.
Filmmakers Alex and Stephen Kendrick developed a love for making movies when they were just kids.
When we were growing up, we didn't have a television for a while, but our parents would take us to see Disney films. And so we got excited about wanting to get into filmmaking one day. We were doing stop-and-go animation flip books. We were with our Hardy Boys books at home. We got a little stop-and-go animation 8mm camera when I think Alex was in fourth grade at the time, and then a video camera when they came out in our teenage years in the 80s. And so it's been a part of our lives from the beginning.
Raised by Christian parents, they are especially passionate about producing films with a faith message. Sherwood Baptist Church in the small town of Albany, Georgia, gave them that opportunity. The brothers helped with the church's media ministry and today serve as associate pastors.
We love our church family at Sherwood. They've been very supportive of us from the beginning.
Flywheel, their first film, tells the story of a dishonest used car salesman who comes to grips with his need for God. Produced on a bare-bones budget, it ran in their local theater for 6 weeks.
We have a warrant for your arrest.
They went on to write and produce three more films, with brother Alex in the director's chair. Facing the Giants, Courageous, and Fireproof have grossed nearly $80 million, with a combined budget of less than $4 million. Fireproof, a movie about restoring marriage, became the highest-grossing independent film of 2008. Love Dare, its accompanying devotional, has sold more than 3.5 million copies. The success of these little-known Christian filmmakers has left Hollywood scratching its head. The Kendricks credit prayer for their accomplishments.
Every one of our movies is a whole string of miracles where the Lord would step up and provide exactly what we needed, the cast, the crew, the locations, the protection, the storyline, the truths to communicate. And so when we look up on the scene, when we look up on the screen, we see the body of Christ.
No amount of skill can manufacture the favor of God. And so we need the Lord's favor to say, you know, I want to bless this film. Where the Lord says, I'm going to do things you cannot do in your own power. The same thing he did with Joshua and Gideon and Moses and so many others.
CBN News was invited here on the set for the latest Kendrick film, which they hope inspires Christians around the globe to pray.
Each of our films has a theme that we felt like the Lord led us to make a movie about. This time it was on the power of prayer. and to remind believers that we must not only pray, but sometimes do battle in prayer.
This fifth project, a family drama simply known as Movie 5, features Priscilla Shirer, best-selling author, Bible teacher, and daughter of Pastor Tony Evans. Making her big screen debut, Shirer shared what it was like working with the Kendricks on set.
We've just had a great time getting the job done, but just being lighthearted and fun in the process. And to see their patience, oh gosh, Alex as a director has to be so patient while lighting gets it right and while the cameras get their focus and while the actors make sure they have their lines. And he's got all these moving parts, and to watch him in the midst of that swirling hurricane, be patient with all those dynamics. Basically, he's shown us what leadership is.
Movie 5 also marks their first project produced under the newly formed Kendrick Brothers Films.
The Lord told us, expand your filmmaking beyond Sherwood's walls. And take what you've learned under the leadership of Michael Catt and under the support of the church, and try to impact the body of Christ, networking with young Christian filmmakers from across the nation so that they're learning, too, how to make God-honoring films.
According to a recent survey, more than half of Americans want more movies with Christian values. To feed that growing demand, major studios are taking a leap of faith with biblical epics such as Noah, the release of Exodus in December of this year, and a remake of Ben-Hur scheduled for early 2016. It's paying off. During April of 2014, four faith-based movies made the top 20 at the box office. That trend excites the Kendricks.
We're grateful that the platform for Christian films is getting larger, and more talented and God-fearing filmmakers are jumping into this arena and making films with strong, bold messages. And so we're seeing audiences respond. And so the more that come out, we know that there's a groundswell. And so we're grateful for that. We're excited to be among them doing that. And so, you know, when you hear movies that proclaim God's truth, that proclaim the gospel and do it without compromise, without watering it down, we're cheering them on.
Kendrick Movie 5 is set to hit theaters fall of 2015. Charlene Aaron, CBN News, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow, well, it's the fall, and the movie has hit. Steve,
yes.
Talk to us. What has the War Room movie? What's going on?
Oh yeah, when they was it from today? They're actually in their second week of since they've been in the theaters. The first week that they were out, they were number two. And the powerful thing is though is that this film had a $3 million budget, and when you look at Hollywood standards, obviously that's very small. But in their first week, they were second in the box office. Now that they're in the second week, now they're first in the box office. And based off of what I've seen reportedly is that they've already grossed $25 million.
Wow. Number one,
right?
Labor Day weekend.
The encouraging thing is, like, when they first started, they had a limited number of theaters that were actually holding the film for so others can view it. People are seeing this in the sense that they're number one. It's like this is a moment to see, like, people are hungry to see what God is doing, and not just, it's just like, and it's awakening, and we'll have, you know, sources related. It's like people are realizing that, like, I've got to pray. I'm realizing how much I don't pray.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely amazing. We want to go straight to this trailer so you can see the War Room. Watch this.
Been a good enough father.
I don't want to be a good enough father.
Let's go, let's go!
Don't quit! Don't quit!
You are good and you are mighty and you are merciful. Praise you, Jesus. Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Lord, we need an army of believers and will stand on your word above all else. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees. Who will worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle. Proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Wow. Get tickets and go watch the movie today. We want to join you in prayer, and let's just pray together. Amen. Steve, would you lead us in prayer?
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for how you are using the Kendrick brothers, Lord, and how you're just awakening, Lord, the entire nation to who you are. Oh, we just, God, I just ask you, Lord, for your heart, God, in these critical moments, God, that we would stand in the gap, Lord, that you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. God, this is that moment we cry out to you,
yes,
God,
Lord.
And we ask you, Lord, that you would defund Planned Parenthood. We ask you, Lord, that we would stand unequivocally with Israel. We ask that you would stop this nuclear Iran deal, God. We ask that you would just forgive us of the sins, the idolatry, the things that we have decided and allowed in this nation, and we acknowledge that it's wrong. And we ask you, God, just have your mercy, Lord. We ask for mercy that you would just forgive us, God. And we repent, Lord, even now, God. End abortion, God.
Send revival.
Revival, God, and give us a third great awakening, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen, God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.